You know, I know how the saints think, and the saints know how the lost think, and I know how the saints who are in a certain mindset think. I know how they think because you see it in Revelation how they think. You see the two witnesses. They get persecuted and mocked. They're trying to win the whole world. The whole world's tied to the metaverse, right? So everybody's got the metaverse on their forehead. And Facebook's got it tied to their forehead. Tesla, what's his name? Elon Musk got it tied to your brain. Apple's got it tied to your wrist. Apple and Android, they're trying to turn you into an Android machine, man, by the way, if you didn't know that. Everything that's happening is trying to turn you into a machine. If you didn't know that, go watch Doctor Who series and look for the common pattern. They're telling you in the Doctor Who series what they're doing. They want to turn you into a machine man. Or even worse, they want to turn you into a psychopathic little... What were those little robots on the Doctor Who series? I forget now. They're trying to turn you into a machine man or a machine woman. And they're trying to tie you into the hive. And they're not going to stop, because if you look at the Borg hive on the Star Trek series, resistance is futile. They don't stop. If you're a Bible believer, they will try to isolate you with lies. Take your image, put some kind of wig on it, and say you're this and that and the other, and you know it's a big fat lie, because you would never do that. I even got mad at my wife if she wore pants. I said, why ain't you wearing a dress, woman? People who know me, who really know me, people online don't know you, but the people who know me, I don't like to see a woman wearing jeans. Don't really bother me, but if it's you know, it just, why is she wearing the men's clothes? It don't add up to me. I don't really care what people do, but I know in my house I do care what happens, because it does something to the brain. Now, as the woman gets older, it's a different reality, you know. It's, you know, the woman gets older. We're not going to be legalistic about this. You know, there's some times where a woman has to take care of the man. The man might get sick. The man might have a heart attack. He worked all his life to take care of her and had insurance, but she's got to take care of him. And she might have to get out there in the yard and put some jeans on and do some digging and in the farm or whatever. I'm not legalistic about it at all. But if it's like you never dress like a female, what's up with that? Why? You know? If you only dress like that when you go to Sunday morning church, what's that about? I don't care what people do. I really don't. But if you read the Old Testament, you'll see that the types and shadows are there. And the more you line up with the types and shadows of the spirit realm, Christ and the church submits to Christ, and the woman should submit to the man. There should be a difference in how they appear down here in the 3D. It's a shame for a man to have long hair, the Bible says. There's a reason for that. And the woman's hair is her glory. She's the glory. Man's the glory of God. Woman's the glory of man. And he shouldn't have a head covered. These religious Jews, which are not saved yet, they wear this little thing on their head, this little black thing on their head, round. Why are they doing that? The Bible says the man shouldn't have a head covering. The only one that should have a head covering is the female. Because of the angels. might say, what is that about? What does that mean? The greatest theologians argue about that verse in that chapter, but it's clearly talking about authority in the home. It's clearly talking about authority. It's talking about authority. And once you really decode this reality and you see, most people hate authority. Most people don't want to be in their proper role. They don't want to be a man. Now, I mean, this is gone off the deep end. It's insane. I saw the seeds of this happening now 20 years ago. I saw it before anybody else saw it. I promise you, if you go to Instagram and look and just type in Christian or Bible or something like that, some of these younger people ain't playing games. The younger generation ain't playing games. They're awake. Not woke, but awake. The Bible Christians on Instagram that are uploading stuff, they're waking up. And they ain't playing games. They know the game. Praise God. You might give credit to Alex Jones or what's that other guy's name? The reptilian guy. But these guys, they might have woke them up to the system. But I'm talking about people who woke up to the Bible truths. There's people awake. There's younger people. There's like a... On Instagram, there's like a... revival. I promise you, there's a revival going on with the younger people. Seriously. Hallelujah. Praise God. They've been deceived. Why did the older folk let them down? Because, see, before the internet, there was a group of us about 10 years ago. We were decoding. We were revealing some truth. We were digging in. And whether they were saved or unsaved, people were decoding this place and realizing this whole thing was ridiculous. And so then the next generation took it to the next level. Now they're doing like those shorts, and you just scroll through the shorts with the Bible believers. You'll be like, amen, hallelujah, praise God. Good, I'm glad you see it, you know. I'm serious. There's a revival on Instagram. Seriously. But you can't have a revival on YouTube because it's censorship. When will they shut them down? I don't know. They might be making too much money to shut them down. Maybe that's why. Because if a person's making money with content, you know that Instagram, Facebook's making money. So as long as they're making money, they're not going to shut you down. But if you're not making money, they're going to shut you down. But there is a revival going on. And it will not be televised. And it will not be on your TV. And just like that guy did, that guy said, he said, cut your TV off. Go to your guru. Go to your pastor. Go to your preacher. Go to your religious text. Cut the TV off. The network. Cut the network off. Cut it off. Go out, open your window and say, I ain't going to take it no more. I got this policeman behind me checking my tags. Where'd he come from? I'm going to see if he's going to pull me over. There's nothing he's got me on unless he makes something up. I guess because I'm on my phone, talking on my phone. Open your window and say, I'm mad as Hades and I'm not going to take it anymore. Cut that music off. Cut that TV off. Cut that media off. Cut the CNN off. Cut it all off. Because it's all lies. It's anti-Bible. It's anti-scripture. It's anti-truth. It's anti-soul. It's anti-heaven. It's anti-everything. Your Gentile nation and your holidays are a mockery of the holy days and a mockery of the nation Israel in the wilderness, Old Testament. God taught Israel. Now, they rebelled. They're not right right now. But God had taught Israel how to function down here as a nation. And so the Gentiles saw, oh, they're prospering. They had the 50, oh, what happened to the 50 years of Jubilee? I thought we were supposed to raise the dead after 50 years and start over. 50 years of Jubilee. We erased the debt every 50 years. What happened? Why ain't we doing that in the Gentile nations? Because it's not following God. They don't love freedom. Here's our argument. Well, if we do the year of Jubilee, the poor people will be poor again and the rich people will be rich again. Well, that's all right. At least they're free for a season. At least they're not suffocating. The money's monopoly anyway. It's all monopoly game. It's all fake. They print it out of thin air. It's all debt money system. Let's have a year of Jubilee. Start over. Everybody gets an acre of land and everybody starts over. Period. And if they lose it, it's on them. We do it every 50 years, but they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it because the Gentile nation is Antichrist. The will of the Gentiles, the will of the flesh, the real will of mankind instead of the will of God. God says Jubilee after 50 years. Read it. And if every nation did it, they would prosper and let the land rest. But they ain't going to do it. There's this lady, this black lady over on the side of the road just dancing at the stoplight waiting to walk across. Everybody probably thinks she's crazy. She might be the only sane one out here. We all might be crazy and she's just having a good time walking down the road. She might be all right. You ever think about that? Everybody they call crazies might be sane. Somebody told me today, I was talking to somebody about something. Something came about the true Israelites. She said, well, you know who the true Israelites are? I said, who? Just to see. I wasn't asking. I just wanted to see her opinion. She said, the Indians. I said, why do you say that? She said, they're the ones that persecuted the most. And I said, okay. I said, well, at least they get, when they believe in living on the land without owning it and just, you know, not trying to enslave people. That's what Israel did out in the wilderness, right? They just traveled all around. She might be right. The Indians might be the true Israelites. You never know. Nowadays, Zionism might be all the big, you know, you just don't know who the, you know, it talks about it in Revelation, the fake Jews. Who are the fake Jews? Is it the Sephardic? Is it the, what was the other one? Which ones are the real Jews, you know? God knows. Instead of will the real Slim Shady stand up, will the real Jews stand up? And they're going to. It's going to be 144,000 Jews once the rapture takes place. And those 144,000 Jews are going to be persecuted. And the two witnesses are going to be persecuted. And you can actually see the precog right now. The true spirit-filled believers that believe in faith alone and Jesus alone are persecuted to the hilt and censored. If I said, let's fight the New World Order, I'd get like 1,000 hits in one day. But if I say, everybody needs to run to Jesus and get saved, they mock you and laugh at you and lie about you and take your image and put a wig on it. Stupid people. Tells you what they are. It tells you what they're thinking about. It don't tell you what you are. If they are persecuting you, it tells you they're demons and devils and murderers and haters and liars, and they don't even understand love your enemy, and they don't understand how you can forgive your enemy and forgive people lying about you and people trying to poison you. Look, have you ever had an enemy in your own house trying to kill you, trying to put you in jail? That's hard. An enemy in your own house, that's hard. But anything online, anything people say, that's easy. That's the easy button. Somebody said, how'd you make it? And most people that went through what you went through committed suicide. But you don't know me. I had an enemy in my own house. I was raised around the unsaved. I was raised around people playing games and drug and drinking and marijuana and heroin and cocaine. I sit back and just, I didn't know it at the time, but as I look back, I'm like, oh, people saying, oh, there's a ghost in the bathroom, the moving stuff around, trying to gaslight you, trying to pull you into their little world. It's just, and I was just sitting there reading Proverbs, growing up as a kid. What saved me is my grandmother. After school, I'd go down to my grandmother's house. I'd mow the yard for her or whatever. And she said my name. And she said, make sure you read your Bible before you die. Because I know when I was a kid, they had to be poisoning me. And I think they were doing like, they used children to try to see into the other realm because the innocence of children. So I think I was being poisoned. And that's when I saw that cube. I was on the couch and I saw this cube and I was having a nightmare. I said, we got to keep the cube. It was like this couch that was on like the hockey net. I can't let the cube into the net. I can't let the cube in. And now as I got older, I realized, well, that was like a prophecy of the future where I'm telling you the 666 cube hive flesh mind is the cube. And the devil's trying to pull everybody into a box, a denominational box, an Amazon box, shipping boxes. Everything's a box, denominational box. A box casket. If they can't get you to tie into the world system and deny the Bible, and if they can't get you to go in and believe the book of Enoch and all that junk, they want you in a box 6 foot under. You're born from a box, you die in a box 6 foot under. You ship your products in a box, you live in a box, you sleep in a box, your car is a box, your wife pushes a baby out of a box. And then they go to a school with a box education and they're boxed in their whole life. I'm looking at a transfer truck, Freightway, B2B, bunch of boxes in the back of that box truck. And so it's all a box down here. And if you unfold the box, what do you get? The cross. And so they don't want you to unfold the box and see the cross. They want to take the cross and fold it up and keep you in bondage and slavery that you can't see past this system. And so the machine, the material realm, the matrix, the ma, is the womb. And the devil's trying to abort you before you get that birth. And Apostle Paul says, I travail in birth pains until Christ be formed in you. And when somebody's speaking the truth, trying to birth in a seed into the womb of your heart so that you can get Christ formed in you and you don't need a teacher anymore because you got the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's downloading stuff to you and teaching you stuff. You don't need a teacher anymore because Christ in you. You just take his word, you read it, you look out in front of you and you meditate on it and oh, okay. All the signs are everywhere. It's all about Jesus. Oh, time don't exist. It's all a revelation of Jesus. Well, why does time feel like it exists? Because the flesh mind's in time. And so you're being birthed to your new state. But when you see Jesus, there's no more time because you're not in the flesh anymore. And so if you take that mindset right now, you're already outside of time and everything's just a movie and a show and a play and a game and a video game and whatever you want to call it, simulation. And you're sitting back looking and laughing at everybody still stuck in the rat race on the hamster wheel and it blows your ever-living mind. And you can hit them on the head and knock. But until Christ be formed in them, they can't even hear a word you're saying. They call you crazy. And that's why the two witnesses, the 144,000, the saints, and they're going to be persecuted. And they're telling you in the cartoons, Wile E. Coyote never gives up. He always persecutes the Roadrunner. And he never goes away. He never goes away. And you're just sitting there laughing at him. Why didn't Roadrunner kill himself? Why didn't Roadrunner jump off a bridge? Because Wile E. Coyote never gives up. How is it that Roadrunner is just sitting there in peace and all the schemes and all the Acme tools, AC, me. How come Roadrunner is in peace and Wile E. Coyote's not and just sitting there shaking, scratching their head saying, what is this the Energizer Bunny or what? What's going on? How can Roadrunner always escape all the traps? How's that possible? And Wile E. Coyote's just scratching their head thinking, how's that possible? How's that possible? Because Because Wile E. Coyote is not walking by faith. And Wile E. Coyote is not the elect, evidently. And the elect saints are just eating the seed of the Word of God. Hello. Roadrunner's eating seed. Wile E. Coyote's eating flesh. Chasing down the flesh. Roadrunner's content with the seed. Just doing his thing. Look, he's a roadrunner by nature. Wile E. Coyote's not. He tries to get his machines. He tries to become a machine man to catch up with Roadrunner, but he can't catch up because it's not his nature. His nature is the flesh. Roadrunner's nature is the spirit. That's why he's so fast. If you want to get real fast and grow in the spirit, do some fasting. Do fasting twice a week and ask God to reveal all of what I'm telling to you, because I know it's high level. I know it's high level. Because I've listened to 40,000 sermons from preachers and they can't even hear what I'm saying. And it lines up with Scripture to the T. Why do we say to the T? Why do we say dot every I and cross every T? Because T is the cross. And the I points to Jesus. Osis, or whatever the word is. Just look it up. Look at the original words. The name of Jesus that starts with the I. Look it up. The letters I and J are really the same. They just split off at one point. So when you say Jesus, you can use a J or an I. Still the same. And then you got this crew, this group of grumpy people that say, that's not his name. They'll try to convince you that when you call out to Jesus, that's not his name. Well, every time I've ever called out to Jesus, the demons had to flee. And the demons are real. I had the devil pick me up one time and take me to the kitchen and show me my toolbox moving back and forth. I called out to Jesus. I was back in the bed. I got up and I went in the kitchen, and sure enough, the toolbox was right there. Where I didn't know it was. I didn't know where it was. I didn't know that toolbox was in there because I had so many different toolboxes. He picked me up, and I don't think I was in the body. I think it was like he just picked me up and was laughing and mocking me. It happened so fast. He had already took me to the kitchen and my toolbox was moving back and forth. And then I called out to Jesus, and instantly I was back in the bed, you know. I got up. I said, what in the world just happened? Because I knew it was the devil, because he was had that mocking laugh like some of these Essenes and some of these Gnostics, some of these witches. They want to mock you but you know what? They go into the spirit realm with the dark side, and it affects their body. They might be mocking you, but they're mocking themselves, bro. In the long run, you see it. They mock themselves. They mock themselves. They ain't got nothing, people. Don't be afraid of the witches, the warlocks. Just stay in the Word. If you want to know the deep things of the unseen, read the book of Leviticus. It's all about the blood. It's all about the blood. That's why the letter A is the blood. The blood is the primary thing. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. That's why the letter A points to the blood. It's time to really start cutting off the noise. I had to sit in I was shipping books. And I'd do my work and I'd just sit there. And for 6 months, I'd just sit there and say, I just kept saying, what is going on? What's going on? And I finally was told in an audible voice, it is right in front of you. Then I was told 6 months later, because I couldn't see it. Then the Shekinah glory showed up. I said, oh, I see it now. The red is the blood. The yellow is the cross. The blue sky is the law. Why is the sky blue? Because the flesh is nothing but sin. We're under the blue letter law. That's why the sky is blue. Why do we go to the grave 6 foot under? 6'6", because 6 is the letter F, man's number. F this, F that, F this. And so the letter F points to man. Because man is effed up. And without Jesus, man would be totally effed up and with no hope. Without Jesus, this place wouldn't even exist or be able to held together. Colossians 1 tells you, he holds it all together. By him, all things consist. Without Jesus, you couldn't even breathe. You couldn't think, you couldn't walk, you couldn't do anything. This place would fall apart. It would disintegrate because he's holding everything together.